Welcome back to the Finnsiders. It's obviously been a fun couple of weeks around here, and the Dolphins improved to 3-0 the other day against the Falcons. Now a big-time Monday Night Football matchup coming up from the Superdome against the New Orleans Saints. Talk about that and more. Tight end Charles Clay joining us in studio. 4 catches for 40 yards against the Falcons the other day, including a big one on the final drive. We'll talk about that. But first of all, congratulations on 3-0 and the great start to this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's got to be fun right now. I mean, this is... Forget the other day for just a moment, but generally speaking, through 3 weeks, is this as much fun as you've had since you've been here?
Yeah, anytime you're winning, it's always fun. I mean, you put in the work, and that's usually what you're trying to do. And I mean, we work so hard, and to go out there and beat a Atlanta team and beat a tough Indy team and then go to Cleveland and win a game is always big.
Absolutely. So we mentioned it. You had a big catch the other day on that final drive, 21 yards to set up first and goal, one play after a drop. And I'm watching that, and that's got to be about as good a feeling as you can have after a tough feeling, you know, after the drop, to have the quarterback go right back to you in such a huge spot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you never want to drop the ball in a situation like that. And when I did, you know, all I could think was, you know, I just need another chance to make it up. You know, I came in a huddle, and I can see the look on all the linemen's faces, and you never want to let your teammates down, and at the time I felt like I did. So, you know, I just wanted a chance to step up, and I mean, all other 10 guys all did a great job. I mean, Tannehill had time in the pocket. You know, he was untouched and delivered a good ball.
6 different guys caught passes on that drive as well. The last one, of course, to Deion Sims. Did you teach him that one-handed move in the end zone?
I didn't. I guess that's something he's been working on in his own spare time, but it was a big play.
It was a huge play, yeah. Obviously. It was the game-winning touchdown. Take us inside the huddle on that last drive. You know, 4.5 minutes left. So it wasn't one of those, you know, you get the ball with 50 seconds and no timeouts and you got no time to do anything. You had enough time to regroup, obviously, still in a little bit of a rush at the end of the game. But what was it like in the huddle as far as, you know, Tannehill and everybody else?
I mean, Tannehill came back in the huddle, and the first thing he said was, anything that's happened before this doesn't matter. I mean, which goes to show, I mean, how much growth he has to be, you know, a second-year quarterback and to come in the huddle and be as poised as he was. And that gives all the other guys in the huddle a lot of confidence. I mean, so when he was saying that, it was all kind of guys. You had Pouncey, Richie, all guys were saying, you know, let's go. You know, we talk about being a great team. It starts right here. Like I said, the guys did a great job.
That's awesome. Really cool. Charles Clay is with us. Deion catches the touchdown. A few minutes later, Jimmy Wilson with the interception to kind of seal it. I imagine the sideline was about as lively as you've seen it in your 3+ years now.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, it was a lot of fun. You know, they always say the best play in football is the victory play. And, I mean, it was an exciting time for us.
Very neat. Charles Clay is here. Previous week, you got that first career carry, and you managed to get your way into the end zone from right there. Now, I remember when the Dolphins drafted you, we said, hey, this guy at Tulsa, we saw you at the Senior Bowl. You know, we'd paid a little bit of attention to you before that. You were doing everything at Tulsa. I mean, you were quarterback, wide receiver, tight end, H-back, fullback, halfback. You pretty much did all of it. But in the NFL, I mean, that was your first career carry, and it's coming at this point in your career. How much fun was it to kind of get back in that situation and have the ball handed to you?
It was fun. I mean, it was you know, nerves going on. All I could think was, whatever you do, just hold on to the ball. That was pretty much the only thing going through my head at the time. But, I mean, it's always fun. Just to be able to help the team in any kind of way possible is always big.
Do you like having the different roles? I mean, you're being asked to do maybe more than anybody else on this team as far as knowing different positions, you know, and whether it's a blocking thing, a running thing, a pattern thing, a catching thing. Did you like having that much stuff on your plate?
I mean, I'm more of the team-oriented guy, so whatever they ask me to do that'll help, I'm all for it. You know, I'll work at it and try to be the best I can be. So, I mean, yeah, I like it.
Yeah, a lot of different ways to help. I guess that's the way to look at that. All right, so coming up now, the Saints, a Rob Ryan defense, and above all else, maybe Monday Night Football. The whole league's going to be watching under the lights, all the cliches and the excitement. Is a little bit extra juice this week getting ready for Monday Night Football?
It is. I mean, this any time you get a chance to go in and play a good 3-0 New Orleans team on the road, you know, in their home stadium, I mean, it's big. I mean, I tell people all the time, it's important because it's the next game. It's you know, some people try to say, you know, is this the biggest game of the season? I say it's the biggest game because it's the next game. But, I mean, they're obviously a great football team, Monday Night Football. Like you said, everybody will be watching. But at the same time, like I tell a lot of guys, you can't get too high, can't get too low. Just stay poised and go in there and try to make as few mistakes as possible. And you know, the rest is history.
not too far, right, from where you grew up, New Orleans? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, no, as far as the scope of the NFL, I know you didn't have an NFL team in your backyard growing up.
Right.
So, I mean, friends, family, that kind of thing this week, or not really?
No, not really. Okay. I might have a brother that I'm thinking of that might come down, but no, I don't know too many people in New Orleans. I don't know too many people planning on driving up that far.
I guess it's not that close, even if it is the closest place. What have we seen from the Saints defense? I mean, Rob Ryan, just sort of, you know, seeing his D's over the years, you get a sense they're multiple. They like to do different things, bring pressure from different places. As you study their defense, what have you seen this week?
They're a well-coached team. I mean, they do a lot of things to confuse guys, which is one of the things that gives a lot of offenses problems. You know, they do a lot of movement. It's hard to target and ID certain people. It's like I said, they play fast. They're a physical bunch. Probably the best two pass rushing ends we've seen up to this point. So I mean, their D line is real good, and like I said, they're a physical ball club.
We're talking to Charles Clay, whose role, of course, changed a little bit when the Dustin Keller injury happened during the preseason. It was nice to see Deion Sims and Michael Agnew be part of that last drive the other day in the win against the Falcons. You and I have had this conversation, not on this show, but you're the veteran guy in that room now. I mean, you haven't been around all that long, but you seem to have embraced that role a little bit, talking to those guys. You know, they've mentioned it. Are you sort of enjoying transitioning from young guy to sort of leader in that tight end room?
Yeah, I am. You know, I was fortunate to play behind some real good veterans. Like I said, Anthony Fasano was here, Dustin Keller, and both were guys who were always, you know, open to helping, you know, however they can. So, you know, however I can help these younger guys, you know, I'm all for it. You know, at the same time, like I tell people all the time, it won't just be me just filling Dustin's role. It'll take the whole tight end group. So I'm trying to help them as much as I possibly can.
And Dan Campbell's a coach, you know, that he's your position coach. He's in that room with you guys. He's not all that far removed from his own playing days. Does he feel like an extra veteran player in there at times?
Yeah, he does. You know, I tend to look at him like that veteran guy in the room. You know, whether I see a look and ask, you know, how would you release in this situation? You know, I can always get that kind of feedback, and he can tell me, you know, from a player's perspective, you know, what'll be best in the situation.
Really neat. Now, Charles Clay is here. Big Play Clay. You mentioned Dustin Keller, and so your role changed, and it's not just you, as you said, but you're probably getting comments, and whether it's on social media or at the gas station or at a restaurant, from fans for the first time in your career on any sort of regular basis about fantasy football. Because I know I hear all the time, you know, there's a bunch of people, you know, out there that have drafted Charles Clay or picked up Charles Clay on their fantasy teams. A little bit fun, you know, to kind of hear that stuff from the fans now.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a good thing, of course, to hear it. You know, I'm always one. I'd rather you not tell me for the most part. But I mean, just to have someone pick you up on their team is a big thing. So I enjoy it, but you know, I try not to get too much caught up in all that.
You can't get too wrapped up, I guess. You got real football to worry about. You can't worry about Joey from the Hess Station and his fantasy football team. But Big Play Clay has been a big part of this offense through three games this week. Congratulations on the great start, and have a great week getting ready for the Saints.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. There you go, Charles Clay. Remember, everybody, you can now ride Tri-Rail to and from all Dolphins home games. Avoid traffic and save money on parking. Visit Dolphins.com/Tri-Rail for details. We'll get to some of your questions when we come back. Thanks to Charles Clay. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, and you're listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.